The Libyans entered South Africa on visas entitling them to training as security guards. Instead, say police, they received military instruction involving high-powered weapons and tactics at a camp near the town of White River in South Africa's rural north. On Monday in court, a lawyer for the 95 Libyans insisted they were in South Africa legally to be trained as security guards. Private security consultant and former military officer Neil De Beer has viewed police footage of the training camp where they were arrested last Friday.
And you can see there is what we call a live scenario setup. It is a S-shaped trench covered with sandbags leading up to an underground bunker. Now, I don't know what kind of training a security guard needs to defend a line of trench warfare and underground bunkers.
De Beer has also obtained covert footage of the training that the Libyans received at the camp.
I saw them practicing house clearing. I saw them practicing shoot and move. This is not a normal security guard training, unless this security is being done in the middle of Iraq, Iran, or Afghanistan. This was a camp to train people for war.
Independent security risk analyst Andy Grudko agrees.
Military and paramilitary training camps are nothing new in South Africa. We've had them for literally decades, even in the apartheid era. The political implications of this one are quite interesting because of the political dynamics that are going on up in Libya, which of course is a very oil-rich African country and has been in turmoil with various people trying to seize power. And my suspicion is that this group of men were probably training in South Africa because they were contemplating doing something in Libya, which the government up there would not have approved of.
On Friday, an official of the Eastern Alliance, a militia fighting the United Nations-backed government in Tripoli, implicitly took responsibility for the detained men, saying he'd organize legal representation for them. Grudko says the firm involved in training the Libyans appears to have broken strict laws regulating the private security sector.
The training is carefully controlled, so there are various modules for training, and that will include live firearms training, of course, and it will include tactical training. Now, this is where you might have a difference, of course, because the tactical training for a police officer or a security officer is very different to that of a person who's involved in military engagement. But with the proliferation of private military contractors, and we're still sending them from South Africa to hotspots around the world, it's not unusual for there to be a fuzzy line, a crossover between the legal training or security and what would be an illegal paramilitary force sent to conduct a coup.
Many of South Africa's private military and security contractors are highly skilled former apartheid-era police and army officers. South Africa's new Home Affairs Minister, Leon Schreiber, told VOA he'll do his best to introduce measures that prevent people from regions where conflict and terrorism are prevalent from training in the country. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.